Hi, I'm Pranya Kadapkar. I'm a program manager with the Azure Storage product team, and I'm very excited to be here today to talk to you about premium storage with GS Series VM sizes. Azure Premium Storage and the Azure IaaS are key infrastructure services in Azure, and Premium Storage specifically is specially designed to support high-performance applications. We launched Azure Premium Storage in April of this year, and since then, many customers have moved their production workloads to Azure Premium Storage and are experiencing the great performance improvements in their applications. Now that we're supporting the GS Series VM sizes, we have even higher performance capabilities with Premium Storage, and you can run your enterprise application workloads to get these high performance capabilities with GS Series VMs. In today's session, I am going to talk to you about a couple of customer stories where we'll share how these customers have benefited by running their applications on Azure Premium Storage. And I'll conclude the session with a demo showing a SQL Server running on a GS Series VM, and we'll see the GS VM capabilities in action. The main thing I want you to take away from this session is that the GS Series VMs are the largest and the most powerful VM sizes that are available today in public cloud. And with the premium storage support, this means you can get industry-leading IOPS and bandwidth, that is 80,000 IOPS and 2,000 megabytes per second bandwidth. This is industry-leading, and it's the highest that you can get out of a public cloud VM size today. So what is premium storage? Premium storage is the high-performance storage that Azure offers for applications that require guaranteed IOPS and very high bandwidth. So if you have applications that are storage I/O intensive, that require extremely high bandwidth and very low latencies, then premium storage is the platform that you should be hosting your applications on. With premium storage, many customers are getting these benefits because they're running their production workloads like SQL, NoSQL on a variety of platforms like that are Microsoft as well as non-Microsoft. They have SQL Server, MongoDB, Cassandra, there are SAP, all these wide range of applications are getting these benefits by running on premium storage. When we launched premium storage for the general availability, it came with the support for DS series. And now we are adding a support for a newer VM size, which is the GS series VM size. This is the most powerful VM size that's currently available in the market. With GS series VMs, you're going to get 64 terabytes of capacity, 2000 megabytes per second of throughput, and 80,000 IOPS per VM. This is the industry-leading performance that you can get with GS series VMs. Also keep in mind that when you run your applications on premium storage, your overall cost can also be lower. As an example, if you have an application that needs 8,000 IOPS, and if you were to run this application on an A7 VM, it's going to take 16 1 terabyte disks to get that performance level. Whereas on a premium storage VM, you could use a DS3 VM size, which has only 4 cores, and use 2 1 terabyte disks and get the same level or even higher performance. And you'll see that the cost of running it on premium storage is actually lower than running it on the standard IaaS VMs. Today, premium storage is available in a few regions, and we are actually planning to launch in even more regions by the end of this year. There are 4 regions that are already announced, those being North Europe, East Asia, Central US, and East US. There'll be more regions coming up very soon. Many customers are already running their production workloads on premium storage. There are some customer stories that I'd like to share with you. The first one is ChronoDrive. ChronoDrive is our customer who's basically an online grocery service wherein customers can place their orders for groceries online and then pick up their orders from their neighborhood pickup store. What this means is that ChronoDrive has to have a tight inventory control so that they can place accurate inventory in their different stores. Their supply chain management application that actually does this inventory planning, forecasting, is running on premium storage. They're running their SQL Server that stores all this inventory data on DS series VMs, and they have premium storage disks attached to those VMs. After moving to premium storage, ChronoDrive has experienced that their processing time has actually cut down in half. Earlier, their batch processing jobs that used to take more than 3.5 hours are now taking less than 1.5 hours to complete. This immense performance improvement also means that they can run these jobs much faster, they can do accurate inventory predictions, and it cuts down their excess inventory costs. So this shows how premium storage not only gives you much higher performance, but customers can get lower costs by running these applications on these high performance infrastructure. The second example I'd like to share with you is that of Serco. Serco is our customer who's basically an online corporate travel booking service. They are expanding immensely in the Asia Pacific region, which is why they moved to Microsoft Azure from their on-premise setup. As their customers started growing, they realized they needed to upgrade their infrastructure even more. So they moved to premium storage, and they have a great success story to share. They're running their SQL servers on DS series VMs that are using the premium storage disks attached to them. After this migration, they got a 300% increase in their performance. So these are the kinds of performance improvements that the customers are seeing. They're getting from 2,500 IOPS that they were receiving previously, they're now getting 8,000 IOPS per pool disks. And because they're getting this performance boost, what this means is they could potentially use their existing infrastructure to actually support 3 times of the transactions that they're getting today. So they don't have to worry about adding more infrastructure as they continue to grow. So that's another example of how customers can actually save on their overall costs by moving to premium storage. So it's not just about performance. So this was all with DS series VMs. With GS series VMs, the amount of performance that premium storage offers is even more. With GS VMs, if we compare with the DS series largest VM, we can see that the IOPS limits are going up from 50,000 to 80,000 now. And the throughput limits of the largest DS series VM, which was 512 megabytes per second, for a GS VM, it's 4 times of that. So it's 2,000 megabytes per second. As far as storage is concerned, the amount of storage that GS5 VMs can support is twice that of the largest DS VM size. So GS series VMs are ideal for workloads that are going to require very high disk bandwidth and a lot of storage. So for example, data warehousing workloads. So for this demo today, I'm going to use a GS5 VM. This is the largest VM size available in the GS series. What I have done is I've taken 20 premium storage disks and striped them together into a single volume. As you can see here, these are the 20 P30 disks that have been striped together into a single volume on this VM. Now I'm going to use a performance benchmarking tool called IOMeter and run this IOMeter on this particular volume to drive traffic on this volume. And we'll see the levels of performance that this VM can give us. So I have IOMeter set up here to drive traffic on the volume with the 20 disks. And what IOMeter is going to do is it's going to perform reads and writes operations, and we'll see the levels of throughput that this VM can give. So let's click run. And here's the output. More than 2,000 megabytes per second of throughput. So that's the levels of performance you can get out of the GS series VMs by leveraging premium storage. For the next demo, I'll show you a SQL Server application running on this GS VM. So that'll give you an example of how a real-world application performance can be really enhanced by running it on a GS series VM. For the next demo, I'm going to show you a SQL Server application running on a GS VM. So that'll actually demonstrate the real-world application performance that we can get out of a GS series. For this SQL Server setup, what I have is our 3 data disks, which are premium storage data disks, striped into a single volume for the logs. And there are 13 premium storage data disks striped into a single volume for storing the data. These are actually one of the best practices that SQL Server recommends when you're setting up SQL Server on premium storage Azure VMs. For the database that I'm going to use in this demo, what I have is there are a couple of tables with millions of rows in them. So it's really a typical OLTP workload setup. as you can see, these are the tables I'm going to use. So there's a table with over 1 million rows. There's a table with about 4 million rows in it, and there's another with 20,000 rows and another with 700 rows. I'm going to run some queries on these tables and we'll see the performance that this GSVM can get us. The first query is going to join the table that has 1 million rows in it with the table which has about 20,000 rows in it. So it's going to return around 20,000 rows of results. Just make sure it selects the right thing. And there you go. It's returning 20,000 rows of results in a fraction of a second. Here's another query. This one is going to join the table with 1 million rows with the table with 4 million rows in it. So I expect to get about 70,000 rows of result back. And again, these results are back in less than a second. So as you can see, with IOMeter running on GS5VM, we are getting 2,000 megabytes per second of throughput, which is the industry-leading performance in public cloud today. So you can take advantage of this performance capabilities and run your enterprise applications on the GS series VM sizes. I encourage you to actually go through even more details about premium storage. There are resource links here that can take you through the design of premium storage and also even more details about GS series VMs and all the different VM sizes that GS series has to offer. I also encourage you to look at this link, which talks about the kind of workloads that you can run on premium storage and that are ideal to run on premium storage. With that, I'd like to conclude this session and I thank you for watching.